Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Ray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Going on Tuesday spot in the building. We were running a few minutes late due to technical issues, but we're in the building getting it in once again. It's the Tuesday spot on the DL Radio Network. D Slate, LEO in the building, waiting for our brother CK to get it in. And it goes down tonight. You already know how we do it. Another wonderful Tuesday spot, another wonderful Tuesday show. Yes, indeed. And you better be ready, because we got plenty of show for you guys tonight. We got some great music for you guys tonight. Oh yeah, it's gonna go down. So you definitely better be ready for it. And it's gonna be another great Tuesday spot on the DIY Radio Network. You already know the Over Redenbacher Radio. We keep it popping all the time. All you gotta do is bring the butter. Absolutely. Now, you know the number one Tuesday segment is going down like it always do tonight, and that's Real Men Talking. Yes, Real Men Talking is going down tonight, so you better be ready for it, as well as some other great segments we got going on tonight as well. So definitely get ready. Don't go nowhere, you know. So just, you know, make your sandwich, put your sandwich in your pocket, put your drink in your pocket, have a seat. Pull your food out your pocket, get ready to get your grub on, get your listen on, and you know, we're gonna excite you and entertain you like we always do. We may make you laugh, we may make you say, damn, did they really say that? Yes, we may make you do that. We may make you say that. But that's just one of our many things, one of the many things that we do on the DIY Radio Network Tuesday spot. Elio, what's good, bro?
I'm chilling, man. I'm sitting laid back. You know what? I thought the radio show tuned in at a different time, too. I'm glad I called in when I called in. But I'm here, ready to rock. Real Men Talking tonight is going to pop. I'm not sure if we're going to stump D Slate tonight, but I'm going to definitely try to do that.
We're going to see if the Timberlands is ready. We're going to see if the Timberlands is going to get the job done tonight. We're going to see if the brothers are going to be able to stump B Slate tonight. You know, it goes down. You know, we'll see if it's going to go down like that. Before we kick off, you know, we always got some hits for you guys. Before we kick off some of this music, I came across some info, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
As everybody know that Lil Wayne was in the hospital. You know, there was a lot of information about that, and I know a lot of people, a lot of the Lil Wayne fans were concerned, you know, about his well-being and, you know, wondering if everything was okay, you know, with him. But, you know, he left the hospital. Apparently he's feeling better. And, you know, just, you know, I know all the fans were just concerned because there was a whole lot of hoopla about it and a whole lot of misunderstandings regarding the story. But Lil Wayne left Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in West Hollywood earlier today after spending the last 6 days laid up. According to TMZ, Wayne spent the majority of his time there in the intensive care unit in ICU after suffering from multiple seizures. However, during a recent Birdman interview with Angie Martinez, the Cash Money leader downplayed Wayne's experience in the hospital and claims he only suffered from one seizure. Either way, sources connected to Wayne says he's feeling better, but plans to chill out until he feels 100%. So, you know, there you have it, you know, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, all the fans that, you know, that were concerned about him. You know, apparently the story is that he's feeling better. You know, he's out of the hospital. And I can understand, you know, him chilling and relaxing and not really doing a whole lot until he feels 100%, which is probably best for him. So definitely prayers go out to him and his family and friends. And hopefully he gets well soon. You know, what you think, Elio?
Oh, man, but definitely my heart goes out to Lil Wayne. He's definitely an incredible artist in my life, and it just brings things to life and just to realize that, you know, people are still human, and things do happen, but hopefully this will be a wake-up call for him because, you know, I don't know him personally. I don't know what he does in his personal life, but, you know, it's definitely a wake-up call for anyone, you know, just to get your life together, and your health is important, especially if you want to, you know, make it long-term in his music business and life in general. So, you know, definitely my heart goes out to him. And hopefully he gets out of there and gets well soon. And that's my spin on it.
That's real, bro. Definitely. And like I said, hopefully, you know, he definitely feels better.
There's a lot of rumors with that as well. Like, because I know, like, a couple of days ago, they was like, he didn't make it out, he died, and I'm just like, wow, I didn't know the accurate information on it, and then I heard the update saying that, oh, I'm okay, guys, and you know, but just long story short, you know, I'm glad he's all right.
Well, I mean, the fact that he was in ICU said that it was serious. So again, you know what I'm saying, hope, you know, it's great to hear that he's feeling better. You know, so, you know, Wayne, definitely, you know, we definitely hope you take it easy, relax, get yourself back up to 100% so you can start entertaining the fans and doing your thing as usual. So you definitely got to make sure you take it easy until you come back and start wowing the crowds again. There was another little tidbit I came across. American Idol finalist Antonio Wheeler has been arrested for the second time in 4 months for scamming people out of large sums of money by posing as a Best Buy employee and trying to sell them fake MacBooks and iPads.
Oh, wow.
First of all, that's terrible, and that's really sad, because it kind of makes you wonder, you know, a lot of people that was on American Idol as a finalist, you know, usually, you know, did pretty decent for themselves, even if they wasn't coming out, you know, in with superstardom as some has. You know, some of the other finalists still did pretty decent for themselves, and you mean it's falling off for this brother so bad where he has to pose as an employee to sell fake MacBooks and iPads, and I'm trying to figure out how does somebody get away with selling you a fake MacBook and iPad? Especially a fake MacBook. It's probably identical
make and getting a good price. Everybody's looking for a deal, though. So I wouldn't be shocked to see somebody sell a fake MacBook. Because, you know, they have the fake, they got the iClones and everything like that. I'm pretty sure they was going to, you know, come up with an invention to make an identical Mac. But it's more than possible.
And that's a shame, you know. I mean, you know, the whole thing with American Idol, man, it's like either the finalists, man, as far as the media, man, either they're coming out on top or they got some real crazy stuff going on with them, you know, as far as stories are concerned. And that's just, wow, that's kind of crazy. But, you know, hopefully that brother can definitely get it together and, you know, get himself out of this negative press and, you know, stop doing, you know, stop with that nonsense, you know, selling people fake stuff, man, and, you know, try to get yourself back in order again. But prayers go out to you, man. Prayers definitely go out to him, and hopefully he can get his life back in order again. D Slate, LEO, the brothers are in the building. Tuesday spot, it goes down as usual. We got some hits. We got to play the hits. You already know how we do it. Hit break. Time for a hit break. Got the hit. You already know. DFO. Let go. Got Richie. Weekend. It goes down. Tuesday spot. Let's go. Don't go nowhere.
Let's get it in, girl. Come on, let's ride. Like there ain't no tomorrow. life ain't guaranteed to be here tomorrow. I love living mine like there ain't no next year. If you trying to enjoy yours, get back here, girl, let's go. Drop it a little bit, let go. Can I travel? No, I might be a little girl. But I'm sober enough to know you a thing, girl. Yeah, come on, let's get it in, girl. Woo!
Yeah. Whoa.
Hearing more than a bunch of heavy
this might explode. And that's why I gotta say, shawty's dangerous. For me, but what's already established means she's nothing keeps.
Oh no,
if only you can feel just how I'm feeling.
Oh no,
I didn't know she had a man and children. And I'm not the type of dude that'll come break up a happy home. Yeah, should I leave her alone? Her man is playing poker and she wants me to come over. As I leave, he's walking through the door.
Cause my heart's attached, she ain't good for me, kinda like a heart attack. I'm tired of creeping, keeping it a secret. Especially when we talk and freaking frequent. I wanna trust her, but I ain't able. If she cheat with me, then how can she be faithful? She don't get attention, that's what she tells. This remind me of a story told by R. Kelly. She just wanna keep it on the level. And me being played, not what I'm around for. Let it go, this could be a problem. Too many risks, and I can't resolve them. I'm after love, and she's after love. What more can I say? Shorty dangerous.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Show, Tuesday spot in the building. D Slate, LEO. The brothers is getting it in tonight. Another lovely Tuesday spot. You just got through listening to my man Envy with Shorty Dangerous. Dot Richie with Weekend before that. As always, we play all the hits, all your favorite indie upcoming artists and celeb hits on the D Hour Radio Network. All your favorite indie artists, mainstream hits. You know, it goes down with your favorite music, with some of the craziness, with some of anything and everything you love about radio. We're going to give it to you on a Tuesday spot, as well as incredible interviews. We don't have one for you tonight, but we will definitely have one for you guys next week, a very good one. With that being said, make sure you guys keep tuning into the D Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on, who we're going to be talking to. Just keep tuning in this Thursday on Celebrity Thursday on the D Hour Radio Network. We will be talking to the legendary the legendary R&B singer diva herself, the beautiful Miss Stephanie Mills, is going to be in the building. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be another doozy. So make sure you tune in. We're going to be getting it in with the legendary Miss Stephanie Mills this Thursday. It's going to be great. So definitely make sure you guys tune in.
I got a quick question for you, Dick.
Go ahead, bro.
I was just listening to some of the tracks that was just played. Now, how do you feel about the music industry evolving into this electronic world where it's a lot of auto-tune, a lot of digitally enhanced music being produced these days? Do you feel like it's taken away from the realness of music, or do you ever crave for the R&B singer to get back to the original vocal?
You know what I think, bro? What that does is, because what I call this, the era of money as far as music,
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
That's what it's all about. Cats is trying to sell records real fast. They're trying to make money. You know, they're trying to blow up, you know, their label or whatever the case may be. And what and they're not even concentrating. There's no big concentrating on creativity and talent, because, you know, by hiding behind auto-tune and all this digitally enhanced music and vocals, you really don't get to see or hear how talented the artist is. So, you know, if they can find an artist who looks the part, has the image that they're looking for, and can sing pretty decent, you know, if they throw some auto tunes and some digitally enhanced music on them, you know, they can blow that artist up. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, Milli Vanilli was popular, you know, for a little while before they got caught up, you know, only because they were going off image.
Right.
You know, people was going off the image so much, they wasn't even concentrating on the vocals that much.
Right, right.
So, you know, they go out and they find the artist with the image that they're looking for. They say, oh, man, he's going to pump this image up. And people are so focused on what this person looked like and what they're doing, they're not even focused on the fact that, you know, the music and the vocals are digitally enhanced. So it takes away from the talent. And what that does is it ruins it for mainstream radio, because that's one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people don't like listening to radio today. You know, a lot of listening to mainstream radio today, because, you know, they're playing a lot of these songs all the time, and you know a lot of people are sounding the same. You know, you hear a lot of digitally enhanced vocals, auto-tune, and digitally enhanced music. It's like, you know, and then when you actually may get a glimpse of hearing that person live or something like that, the person don't even sound that good. So now you're like, oh, man, you know, what's really going on? Whereas, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, man, it was all about talent. It was all about talent. Yeah, they had that stuff back. They had the auto-tune thing. I mean, Zapp and Roger was doing it.
And
you
They don't sound great without it. It's just everyone is just so used to hearing it with the auto-tune. When they hear it out, they're like, what happened? This is not the song that I like on the radio. This is not the song I like on the CD. Like, it's a difference, and you get so used to hearing that. It's becoming repetitive to me. At first, it was nice. It was nice to hear something different. You had T-Pain kicking the stage off, and then you had The Dream doing it. But then you have artists like Usher, Omarion, the things like that. The people that you know have voices and started with voices, and you're used to hearing that pure voice. Now it's just being overwhelmed with this auto-tune, and it's beginning to become too in sync, and it's becoming to sound the same sound, and it's getting annoying to me. I was a little annoyed to hear the auto-tune when I just heard it. And it made
that's
me want to draw this question.
No, that's real. I mean, and like I said, I mean, you know, with the whole, you know, digital era, you know, digitally enhanced era, like I said, I call it the money era, because, you know, they're pushing artists real fast. They're pushing music out there real fast, and you know, it's not a whole lot of creativity and real talent anymore. It's just all about image.
Right.
You know, they're pushing the whole image thing, man. It's, if that person has the image, you know, they're going to sell them. You know, they're going to push them. You know, regardless, you know, whatever the situation is. And, you know, a lot of artists get put in situations where they start getting press that they don't want to hear. You know, for instance, I mean, Justin Bieber, you know,
right.
You know, when he was younger, of course, he sounded different. But as he got older, you know, and more mature, you know, now he's starting to make more mature music. Now people are comparing him to Justin Timberlake. You know, people are saying, oh man, he sounds like Justin Timberlake, and you know, he gets a little bothered and he doesn't want to hear that. But I mean, unfortunately, that's how the label was selling you. That's how they're pushing
True.
You. You know, as far
True.
As the image, as far as the music that you know, they're producing for you. I mean, unfortunately, it sounds similar to Justin Timberlake music. I mean, there's no way for him to get past that. You know, unless he changes up a few things and, you know, and change it up as far as music or whatever the case may be. But unfortunately, his music and sound has a Justin Timberlake feel. So of course people are going to compare him to that. You know, they're going to compare the two, and they're going to say, oh, he sounds like him. You know, this song sounds like Justin Timberlake. This song sounds like a Justin Timberlake song. Yeah, granted, you don't want to hear that, but unfortunately, man, that's how you're being sold.
And yeah, he's probably going to need a different either management team or a different producer to work with that'll put a different twist on it.
Yeah, to help him put a different spin on it. I mean, let's look at it, bro. There's a lot of neo soul artists out there, but you can best believe none of them sound the same.
Definitely. With neo soul, more so you look at more instrument based feel, a low key, a downbeat. So it's more of expression rather than just making a song. You can grasp more realness when it comes to a genre like neo soul, rather than the mainstream pop era. Because with pop, everything is like you said, it's a money funnel. So it's okay. We want to make hits. This is selling. Let's make beats geared toward this way. So it's hard to stray away from something like you sounding like Justin Timberlake. So if I wanted to do R&B myself, okay, I'm tall, light skinned, with a popular beat. Oh, I'm trying to look like or trying to act like Chris Brown or something like that. It's just going to be an automatic thing or your Trey song. But in order to break away from that, you gotta start from square one and start from scratch rather than a prototype.
That's real, bro. I agree. I definitely agree. R. Kelly is in the media now. I mean, nobody really heard too much from him in a while, but apparently R. Kelly's Illinois mansion was auctioned off Monday, and an R&B singer took a massive loss on the sale. Kelly built the 20,000-square-foot home back in 97 and took out a $3.5 million mortgage on the property. However, things went downhill in 2011 when his bank tried to foreclose, claiming he hadn't made a payment for over a year. Kelly attempted to sell the home for $1.6 million to stop the foreclosure, but the tactic didn't work. The house sat for a year before the bank intensified their effort to foreclose the home. It sold Monday for $950,000. The opulent residence has 6 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms. Dude, I don't understand that. 8 bathrooms and features an indoor pool, theater, private lake, among other amenities. You got 6 bedrooms. What you need 8 bathrooms for?
It doesn't add up, does it? 6 and 8, I could understand a 7. Everybody had their personal bathroom and maybe
If it was 6 bathrooms, I can understand it being 7. But 8 bathrooms, you know, that sounds like a house made for women.
Right.
You know, that sounds like a house made for some, like, some female roommates or, you know, some cheerleaders or something like that. I mean, because literally eight bathrooms.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, that's truly a shame, man. I don't know. I mean, I heard some speculation of the fact that he was having some financial issues. I really don't know what's going on with him. I hope everything is working out for him and everything is going well for him because, you know, like I said, I haven't really heard too much from him in the media or with even any music or anything like that. So hopefully everything is working out for him and hopefully his financial issues is over. Because, you know, with, like I said, with this particular situation, that doesn't sound that good as far as what's going on with what was going on with his house. But again, you know, cats, you know, start spending money on things that, you know, they really don't need.
Or they get comfortable with making a certain income and not expecting a downfall in one's career because, you know, the music industry is up and down all the time. So, you know, being comfortable with that set amount of money coming in, you're buzzing. You're not really thinking about 10 years from now, 12 years from now when everything's slowing down and it's a whole new field for music and, you know, stuff starts to die down. Your money, your income starts to slow down and you're not financially fit to keep up all those belongings. So, you know, you just definitely got to think about longevity. So that's definitely a heads up for all artists, you know. You never know where your career can turn.
You know, and that's why you just got to be smart about it. You know, you really just got to be smart about it. So like I said, hopefully everything is working out for him and hopefully he's not having any other financial issues. But, you know, I mean, he's an incredible talent, incredible producer and writer. So definitely, hopefully everything is going well for him. And we definitely would like to hear some more hit music from him. You know, to get all the fans back in the mood of R. Kelly music, you know. So hopefully he's working on something good to drop on the fans. And like I said, we would love to get him on the show, so you can best believe we'll be working on that. There was I saw a little tidbit about the 49ers quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. New rookie quarterback, 49ers footballer Colin Kaepernick, allegedly left a groupie stranded at the Atlanta airport for more than 6 hours, a fact uncovered by Twitter model Melody J, who told the story to Black Sports Online. It stated, "Shame on you, Colin Kaepernick. Why am I mentioning this guy? Well, a friend of mine contacted me a few days ago and asked if I could help out a young lady that was stranded at the airport and didn't know anyone in Atlanta. Any friend of his is a friend of mine, so I agreed to help the young lady out. I spoke to her briefly, and luckily she found a hotel close to the airport. I wasn't able to pick her up, but I was able to be a sympathetic ear to her and give her some advice." She continued, "What I found out was that allegedly this young lady flew here to see Colin. They had never met in person, only on Skype and talked on the phone for 5 months. I also fell victim to this recently, but that's a whole other story. Now that the season is over, he had free time for them to finally meet." The interviewer then pointed out that the whole thing could have been an elaborate scam or someone catfishing. Seeing as how they never met face to face, in the end, there's a little known about the whole story because it's only been told from one side.
Oh wow!
You know, this whole every time you turn around, it's some new trending scam that's going on. Now the new trending scam is catfish.
It's catfish, you said?
Catfishing. Now, I'm going to assume, I'm going to have to look up, you know, some more info on this term, but from what I've heard in the past, I'm going to assume that this must mean creating a situation or individual that doesn't exist.
So, you know, more.
You know, that was the whole.
What is it geared to get people to come out, or?
I don't know. I mean, because that was the whole situation with the Notre Dame football player. You know, about him creating or making up a girlfriend or something like that he never had. You know, and like I said, I noticed that people have been using that term, catfish.
A.K.A. scheming.
What you say, bro?
I said A.K.A. scheming.
Exactly.
So fishing out to get something.
Basically.
I mean, yeah, that's outrageous. I mean, but I don't really know what to speak on that because I think it's been happening for a while, as far as that's concerned, and just even with on a pedophile tip, you know, egging people on, gassing someone up, believing something else to in order to get something else out of the ordeal. So I mean, it's been around, but I'm guessing it's coming out abroad now.
Exactly.
How do you feel about that? The football players down south, the two young fellas with the rape case of the 16-year-old girl. They got her drunk and raped her, and they only got one got 2 years and one got one. Now, how do you feel about that sentence of 1 year and only 2 years?
Now, who got the 2 years?
The 2 years was the Caucasian male. And the 1 year was the African American male. Now, being as though that the African American male was more sympathetic to the case, I believe that's why he only got 1 year. And everything was on videotape.
Wow.
Of the doing, and I'm guessing they was tossing this girl around like a baby doll, raped her, or got her drunk and raped her. I know the African American male. He broke down crying inside the courtroom. He walked over to the family and apologized for all of his wrongdoing. But and still in the same token, it was a lady that stepped onto the news site and just was like totally upset that they only got 1 year and 2 years of juvenile detention because I believe that they were high school students. So, I mean, I do feel as though that the sentence was a little bit
lenient.
Yeah, a little bit lenient to the fact that they were, I don't know if it was the fact that they were ball players. They were, I'm pretty sure they were pretty good kids and with the as far as sports was concerned. But, you know, for the kids, that girl's going to be traumatized for the rest of her life.
And that's what I was going to bring up, bro. I was going to bring up the fact that he apologized and he cried and he broke down and cried to the family and apologized. But, in all actuality, how was that really going to help this young, help this young lady that was traumatized?
Right.
You know, it's going to take her.
Yeah,
it's going to take her quite some time to get over that.
Right. It's so many females that's been, you know, brutalized and traumatized in that fashion, and it's still affected till their adulthood, and probably for the rest of their lives they're going to be scarred. You know, they have bad trust issue with men and things of that nature, and for them to only have to pay 1 year of their life, and then it's just juvenile detention. Whereas though, okay, they probably in a halfway house. Whereas though, they have to report somewhere, do some community service, and that's it. And they're back on with their lives. And on the other hand, you have this girl that's been broadcasted in a public manner, exploited, violated, and then now have to deal with that for the rest of her life. And I think that is sad, and I think that lady was correct with, you know, that they got the minimum punishment. instead of the maximum. You know, they should, you know, serve their time.
And I wonder if it was your average. I wonder if it was your average everyday Joe. You know, average everyday Joe individuals. Would it have been different?
You know what? I'm pretty sure it would have been different. I'm pretty sure it would have been different.
You know, would the sentence have been different?
It would be, because I'm pretty sure these kids had people backing them. Because if I'm not mistaken, they were, you know, looking to go to D1 colleges, play college ball, potentially go on to the NFL. And they probably don't want to mess up their future, quote unquote. And, you know, given the minimum punishment, they get back on track and they get back in the game. And they got the right people behind them. Because I know a lot with fame, you know, a lot is being overseen. Just like the whole situation with it's a sidebar, but like the situation with Brandy when she had the accident and she killed the person.
Right.
For her to move forward with her life and her career, as in reference to someone else, a regular citizen, quote unquote, killed someone, they'll probably serve a life sentence or somewhere near close to that. But because of her fame and because of her publicity, she got the minimum punishment.
And then your average everyday Joe would have been in prison.
Right. For the long haul.
I mean, and that's similar to the whole Lindsay Lohan situation, which I'm going to bring up a little later about what happened with her. A lot of people was kind of shocked again. You know, Lindsay Lohan narrowly escapes going to jail.
Right.
You know, she is,
you said we'd talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, you know, escapes going to jail once again. I know people are just like, man, really? She gets off again?
And that's not fair.
You know, and I think she's gonna have to spend some time in some kind of lockdown rehab facility. But it's a rehab facility. You know, it's not
right.
You know, it's not jail or prison or nothing like that. But you know, and granted, with it being her, you know, of course, she's probably going to get, her treatment is going to be a little bit more special than some of the others in that facility. Unless it's a rehab facility for celebs. You know, that's a different story.
To even go that deep, the celebrities and things like that to get locked up, incarcerated, or whatever the case may be, it's never really the same punishment because, you know, being inside a facility like that, you're going to be favorited. So it's not like, okay, you're serving a sentence just like a regular citizen would. I'm pretty sure it's more perks.
Absolutely. I agree, bro. No doubt. Tuesday spot. D. Slate, L.E.O., the brothers in the building. Getting in tonight. We got some more music for you when we come back. You already know it may be time for some real men talking. The brothers may have get it in for real men talking when we come back. Oh, you already know it's going to go down. Ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday Spot, The Hour Show Radio Network. We got the music. We got some Brian Angel, Bridget Carrington, some Keith Murray. Oh, it's going down. Don't go nowhere. Real men will be talking when we come back. You already know.
And get the remote, baby. Country or R&B, turn me to whatever you like, babe. No matter what it is, girl, I can play whatever you want. Shawty, whatever it is, I'm gonna make sure I'm on it.
Blogging ain't cool. one time for your mind. Mr. Murray, once again, uncontrollable, keeping it jiggy, you know what I'm saying? Ice, simply ice. Check me out, check it out. Now, for next a little or nothing, I'll be ripping up every function with scientific madman consumptions, with mass production of mass conjunctions. I display new ways of MC disruption. This ain't nothing better than the shit I got. Making niggas jump off the roof is rooftop. I put the hip and hop in the don't and stop in the clip and clock, and I rock box your block. My hypothesis knows it. Is you niggas better come to terms with my vocabulary quick or get dead. My brain bleeds into complex beats. Bring it on, kid. I got exactly what you need. Twisted metaphors to get your ass in Star Wars. I'ma live forever like Bob Marley just because. The mad matters or a metaphor. It's a hard call for him and his, him and theirs, sure. You and yours. And it beats like that sometimes, cause I can't control the rhyme. Most beautifulest vocabulary be punching for the MC dead in their esophagus. My analysis is rough and callous. You better practice if you want to challenge this. I'm symbolic to the sun, moon, and stars. You're getting knocked out the box no matter who you are. The funk fact tracks laws you to listen. As my vocals bend your brain up in a fetal position. Learn a quick lesson of mic aggression. So when I walk down the street, there'll be no second guessing. Now you can walk the walk, talk the talk, back burners all day, but you're still fireproof like an ashtray. I'm a scientist in the mix like flicks, turning all you blind seeds back in the maggot. Stop, prop, saw you, watch me bubble and boil you, keep it grand royal as you fold like boy. And it beats like that sometimes, cause I can't control the rhyme. Showed Houdini that the freaks come out in broad daylight. Me and my crew be tight like Laverne and Shirley, rolling through all y'all hoods, pulling all y'all fly girly. MC's always bitching, that just make my style hard. I roll with nobody but God and the squad. Me and my troops be knocking niggas out the size of Zeus, letting the OJ juice loose with fat track EV. And it beats like that sometimes, cause I can't control the rhyme.
Jiggy, 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 jiggy. Oh, you keep it wiggy, 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 wiggy. Yeah, it be like that sometimes. Kicking the vibe. Keith Murray. Before that was Bridget Carrington from the hit TV show Duets with her single Fall Off, and Brian Angel from the group Day 26 with his single Radio. Oh, it goes down. D. Slate, Elio, the brothers is in the building. Our brother CK got a night off tonight, but I'm going to tell you like this. Right now, you already know what time it is. D-Slate, what time is it? Well, man, look at your watch. If you see what it says, it's time for Real Men Talking.
Oh, yeah.
Real Men Talking goes down tonight. It goes down right now. We about to put the pause on everybody. Oh, yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen. Real Men Talking is a segment, popular segment we do every on Tuesdays, on the Tuesday spot, our popular segment, where we pose questions that was asked by women to get a man's point of view. Real Men Talking. Now, I guess I can jump it off.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm ready for it.
I guess I can jump it off. And the first question I'm going to pose tonight is, how often do you disagree with an opinion expressed by your girl or your woman or your lady, but you don't, you know, you don't, you know, but you don't say anything about it. You don't say anything. You don't express it. You know, how often do you disagree with an opinion that she has or something that she's saying, but you just, you don't say nothing about it. You just keep it to yourself.
9 out of 10 times. I'm gonna say 9 out of 10. I think it's mainly about the confrontation. As a man, we tend to avoid the confrontation and more so just keep our mouths shut when it comes to the disagreement and our agreement to the situation. We tend to want to just agree, and if we don't agree, we won't say anything at all. Just mainly to avoid the confrontation. We're not equipped with words as well as women are. So, avoiding the situation would be the better route for us. Like, we're not touchy-feely individuals to begin with. So we tend to avoid the situation in its entirety, and that's for the most part. How you
no
feel
doubt.
About that, Dick?
You know what, Ellie? I'm gonna break it down like this, bro. I think it's two situations, and I'm gonna say that in that situation, you know, when you know, if your woman is disagreeing with something, or she has an opinion about something that, you know, and you don't like it or whatever the case may be, but you just don't say anything about it. I think in that situation, I think it also depends on your relationship, you know, with your lady, because, you know, if you have that type of relationship where you can talk and you can have a conversation and you can debate with each other and everything's A-okay and everything's good in the end and everything's back to normal, you lovey-dovey, and it's all good because that's the type of friendship and relationship that you have with each other, then that's wonderful.
Right.
Now, that's not something that happens all the time. but for those brothers that have that, oh yeah, you know, if you're a gentleman and you have that situation, you're a lucky individual. You're definitely a lucky individual. But I think in for the most part, for the majority of guys, I mean, you gotta, you know, you as a man, you have to understand, you know, that women are emotional, okay?
Yeah.
They're very emotional. You know, women are emotional, men are logical. Women are emotional, men are physical. You know, that's just, you know, women are emotional, men are physical. That's just the makeup. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. That's just the makeup. That's how we were made. Now, in any aspect, though, a lot of times when men are debating or there's disagreements, you know, they're in conversations that they're having with their ladies, a lot of times they're not going to say anything because they don't want it to prolong an argument. They don't want it to start an argument. They don't want it to, you know, they don't want her to start crying. They don't, you know, and granted, those are feelings and those are expressions that she's expressing, but because of a man's makeup, the way we're made, men just don't like seeing that. They don't want to see all the crying. They don't want to see their lady crying. You know, they don't want to, you know, men are just as well as, you know, I don't want to argue. I just, you know, let's just agree to disagree and move on and be happy and move on to something else. You know, let's talk about something else positive or something else, you know, let's bring a happy feel into the conversation because, you know, men don't want to argue, you know, depending on how much we love or care about you, we definitely don't want to see you crying, you know, or see you upset. So a lot of times we'll keep quiet and we just won't say anything because we don't want to prolong anything. We don't want something else to start because of it. Now, granted, you know, women want their men to express feelings and talk to them, and that's fine, but, you know, again, it's the makeup, man. It's just the way, you know, people are made. And you do have some exceptions, you know, where you're going to have some women that aren't, you know, as emotional, or you're going to have some men that are emotional, or you're going to have some men that's not going to be quiet and is going to say something, you know. So, I mean, you do have some exceptions, you know, but for the majority, for the most part, you know, that's a lot of times that's why men, you know, they're quiet and they won't say anything.
Or almost, if you know what would be good, a good segment to have, like one week, to have a lady on a panelist to just get the woman's point of view on that aspect, on that question. Because and then a lot of the times is, as a man, you don't want to be the one to feel like you're going against what she feels. You're not necessarily going against it. You're more so just disagreeing with it and have another view. But I see sometimes the female species, they feel as though that we're coming at their neck almost. Oh, you always got to go against me? We want to avoid that because that's not our intention. So we avoid the situation in its entirety.
Exactly. What you got, bro?
The question I have is, how do the male feel about a career woman and their place in her life?
How does a man feel about a career woman and that man's place in her life?
Yeah.
You know, and I guess this particular question, you don't really have in a percentage. You don't really have, there's no 50-50 deal. There's no, this is, it's kind of broken down. I think in this situation, it's kind of broken down as the individual. You know, there's a lot of men who will get a little intimidated with their lady, you know, being more prominent and more successful and making more money than them. There may be a lot of women who may be uncomfortable having a man that they're with who they're making more money than and is a little bit more prominent as far as career-wise. You know, there's a lot of women because I think in that aspect, some women may feel like, you know, if they're making more money and they're more prominent as far as a career is concerned or a job is concerned, the woman is almost going to feel like she's the man in the relationship. You know, they're going to feel, some women are going to feel a little uncomfortable because in history, you know, it's been stereotyped as, the man, he financially take you regardless of what her career is or what she's doing. The man is the majority, and he financially takes care of his lady or his wife or whatever the case may be and keeps her in the household secure.
Right.
Now, how does a man feel about a career woman? I would think that because me, myself, I'm going to be excited about that because the thing about it is you want to be with someone who has goals, you know, who is career, you know, who's career oriented, because what that does is, you know, now that could be a double-edged sword depending on the woman. You know, you want to have a woman that has goals and that's career oriented, you know, and, you know, has something going on for herself, because what that does is, you know, it keeps her physically and mentally occupied, because if she has too much time, she gonna have too much time to be thinking. she gonna have too much time, and next thing you know, she gonna be hitting you, you know, right, left, sideways with all kinds of crazy stuff. You gonna be like, what are you talking about, no? I mean, so it's like, and then the man gonna be thinking, damn, I wish she had a job or something. I wish she kept busy or something. Is she too busy concentrating and thinking about, you know, me and what I'm doing all the time? So it's like, you know, of course, you know, you definitely want a woman that's career oriented and has goals and just has something going on about herself. You feel proud to say, man, you know, my lady does this, you know, my woman does this, you know, and you feel proud, you know, people are like, damn, man, for real, that's tight, you know, that's nice, you feel good knowing you have a successful lady by your side. Like I said, some men may get intimidated by that, and, you know, because they want to be the majority. They want to be the huge success in the relationship, you know. So it just depends on the man.
And I feel that opinion. But you also need a balance in the situation. Definitely a balance. In between the times she works, the times she's at home. It depends on how much of a career woman she is. You always want that dedication, the dedicated person per se. And definitely you need a balance. You don't want someone just always sitting home, because like you said, they will always be worried about what you're doing out, you know, and that all they have is time to think. And then that's when you have the individual who's like, I don't have nothing to do. And then they're going to get, that's the curious individual. So you always will want someone with a plan, with a goal. And then it also trickles down to the male, like you were stating. So it's a sense of security with oneself. If the male is mentally stable enough, secure with itself, and able to maintain on his own and doesn't feel inferior whatsoever, then being with a career woman will work. It's a two-sided thing. You know, you got to be
real.
Gotta be...
I mean, no, that's real, bro. And like I said, you know, for some fellas, man, I mean, if your lady's at the crib chilling and ain't got nothing to do, that's giving her more time to think. You know, and now, you know, you come home late and she like, you know, you 2 minutes late. Where you been? You know, and you like, well, I just stopped off at the gas station to get some gas to come home. No, you ain't stopped off at no gas station to come home. I looked at the mileage on the car. You were about 10 miles off what you normally, and at this point, you like, oh, no, hell no, oh, no. At this point, you didn't got on a computer. You didn't created a resume for her. You didn't put it on Career Builder and Monster. You done went out and bought her a dress and some shoes. Look here, baby, I got some interviews set up for you, you know what I'm saying, too. Some really good interviews for you to go check out. No, no, damn that. I don't want to hear all that. You go check out these interviews because you're getting on my damn nerves. Go check out these interviews, and you go out there and get yourself a career. Please get yourself a career.
A hobby at least, you know.
Something.
And I understand because, I know a few individuals with the same situation where, you know, the woman stays at home and he's out at work, you know, the majority of the day. And then it's like, okay, you don't have no time to do anything else but go to work and come home, because now you're it's becoming a system, and you're beginning to clock that. And if you had a woman that with their own prerogative and their own career or hobby or whatever the case may be, they would kind of understand that coming straight home may not be the thing that the person wants to do all the time. So going here, going there wouldn't be too much of a problem. And then it grants you mental freedom and physical freedom from your situation. So you have some outlets. You won't be curious. You're out
That's
there in
real.
The field. You're out there in the world. You know, it's temptation everywhere. But I do think it's more tempting when you're confined to a space rather than coming and going as you please.
No doubt. I got one, bro. I got one more for you. It says, do you really want to know about, do you really want your lady to tell you about her past? And how much, if so, and how much about her past do you really want to know?
I don't care if you was a prostitute. It's shaky because it's like, never ask a question you really don't want to know the answer to, but you really want to ask the question just for a sense of security. I don't recommend it, but I wouldn't knock it to its entirety, because you kind of want to know history about an individual just to know how one reacts in certain situations, to really, is, you know, decide whether you want to be with this person or not, a person that reacts a certain way, a person that, you know, feels a certain way about oneself. You want to be able to know that person, but not know that person. So maybe not everything. You don't need to know everything, but I think there is some pieces of information one needs to know about the other.
No, I do agree. I think that there are a few things that you definitely need to know. You don't need to know everything, every single thing, but there are some things that you do need to know. Now, also, granted, understand that it's her path. You know what I'm saying? Understand it's just the path. You know, but you know, if there are some few things that you would like to know, okay, you know, that's fine. But also understand too, don't dwell on it. Because I know a lot of women like to dwell on the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't dwell on it. I mean, if you want to know to give you a better understanding, you know, of that person that you're with, then cool, okay. But don't dwell on it, though. You know, because in some aspects, you know, you find some situations where, you know, a woman may ask you about your past, you know, well, you know, have you ever done this and that? You know, have you ever made love on the beach? And you're like, oh yeah, you know, I've, you know, me and my ex or whatever have done that before.
I know
what
you're going with that.
And you know what I'm saying? And now it's like, and it's like, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying? You're like, baby, let's go to the beach. I ain't going to no damn beach with you. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
now you're
you
sitting there like,
that girl.
You're sitting there like, damn, fool. I just want to go to the beach and chill with you. Nah, I ain't going to the beach. But what? First of all, what beach do you want to go to? And it's like at that point, you just like, we could just go to a swimming pool, baby. You just, you know, forget the beach. Don't worry about it. A swimming pool? Oh, a swimming pool too? Oh, no, we won't be going swimming ever, brother. We won't be going swimming.
I don't get that aspect. Because I know for me personally, I try to take a situation and erase that out of your memory by creating new memories there. So if you had a memory with one of your exes, or you had an experience here or there with one of your exes, okay, that's a challenge for me. Now, how can I do something more extravagant that'll make you forget all about that, and then now that new memory is going to be me? So I'm not going to hold it over your head, but I will try to change it. I promise you that one. I will try to change that. I'm not intimidated by no man but God. So it's like I'm not going to hold that over your head. Oh, we're not going to go there simply because you did this with that person. No, let's go there and let me erase that out your memory. And I don't like the fact that
you know what, Elio? Bro, I agree with you. And I think the challenge is to go there, because what you want to do is you go there and you make new memories.
Right.
You go there so you can give her some memories that she ain't going to never forget. You know,
like,
it's a song that reminds you
of another person.
Exactly.
I'm going to keep singing that song until you think of me.
You go there and you make new memories. You know, you
right.
You give her some even happier memories about that place and you or whatever the case may be. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, if you're going to talk to somebody, you know, if you're going to ask somebody about their past or whatever the case may be, just be ready. Just be ready for what, you know, the answers or whatever is going to be, because, you know, when you're asking. Then, you know, just be ready for it. Just be ready for it. And again, like I said before, somebody's past is their past.
Exactly.
That doesn't necessarily mean that that's their present, or that's what they're planning on doing in their future, or whatever the case may be. Their past is their past.
Mm-hmm. Now, question I want to draw. I was asked. Now, what's the expectation for a first date, as far as sex is concerned? Do you think it's a good thing to do? Is it a spare in the moment type thing, or it shouldn't happen at all?
You know what, Elio, I'm not Steve Harvey, man. You know, that's my dude, and I don't know. Steve was helping out the ladies and breaking it down to them with act like a lady, think like a man. This is what I'm going to say. First of all, we're adults, okay? You know, first of all, you handle that situation as an adult, not like a kid or a teenager. when you're in a relationship, or even when you're getting ready to start a relationship with somebody, I mean, let's be real, ladies and gentlemen, and especially ladies. Ladies, when you're talking with somebody that you want to be with, and you go out on that first date or whatever the case may be, you know, come on, ladies, you know on that first date whether or not you're going to sleep with that guy. You know on that first date whether or not you're going to sleep with that dude. You know it. You know then whether or not you're going to sleep with him, or whether or not you're going to be in a relationship with him, or whatever the case may be. You already know. You know. Because you can best believe fellas know.
Exactly.
A man knows, definitely. So, and I know that women know too. Now, whether or not it's a good thing, I mean, I'm going to say this. First of all, ladies, I get it. There's a huge stereotype that's been put out in the public for decades, even centuries, about that women don't want to be labeled, you know, as sluts. Women don't want to be labeled as easy and different things like that. Now, granted, like I said before, that just depends on the individual, because there's a lot of couples out there and people that are even married, who's been married for a long time and is very happy with each other, who slept with each other on the first date. You know, the label of slut and easy or whatever the case may be, I mean, to be honest with you, ladies, to be honest with you, if you're not that type of individual and you're not that type of girl, you're not that type of lady, then there's nothing that you need to be worried about.
Right.
There's nothing.
Right.
You don't need to be worried about being labeled as anything, because if you know in your heart of hearts, you know as yourself as an individual, and you know that you're not like that, then you have nothing to worry about. Now, you know, the thing about it is, you know, some women say, well, I don't want him to look at me like that. Well, you know what? If you're dating a guy and you sleep with him on the first date and he does look at you as a slut or being easy or whatever, then guess what? You need to be with somebody else.
Right.
Because that dude ain't going to care about you or respect you. If he's looking at you like that, if he's looking at you, if he thinks you easy or whatever and think you a slut or whatever the case may be, you don't need to be with him. You don't need to be with him.
Not at all. Not at all. And my take would be,
because it might not happen all the time. It could be a situation where, you know, the two individuals are highly attracted to each other and they just can't stand it anymore. And they just can't stand it anymore. That doesn't mean that's something that you do all the time. But, I mean, like I said, be an adult. Be an adult about it. You know, if you do that and that guy, you know, is looking at you like that, then guess what? You don't need to be with him. You don't need to be with him. You don't need no guy that's going to be looking at you like that or thinking of you like that. You need a guy that's going to treat you like a queen, and that's going to associate you and as a woman of class and character, regardless of whether or not you slept with him on the first date.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of this. One, we are all human. We all have hormones. We all have thoughts. We all have feelings. Now, the difference. There is no real difference between the male and the female. Just the social thought of a female sleeping on the first date and the thought of a man sleeping on the first date is probably more. Some would say it was more typical for a guy to feel that way. But I think it's mutual, and I think if the two have an understanding of the situation itself, and they're both, you know, cool, because no one's stupid, and like you said, D, if the female feels as though that the male is treating them in that way, then either you leave the situation, or if you want to go through with it and deal with it, and that's on you. That's on you to do that. But we're all grown here. We all know we could cling on the sign, we could cling on the body language and things like that. And if it's mutual, and like you said, if the two can't stand it that much longer, and they have to indulge in one another, we're all grown here. We can advance that way, but
a male knows what type of female he's dealing with, and a female knows what type of male they're dealing with. So it's basically based upon your judgment, your character, whether you pursue that or not. And I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't think you should go into a date expecting it. For one, I don't think you should go into a date expecting it. If it happens, it happens. Not
exactly.
That it won't be on your mind.
Exactly. I mean, and that's how I look at it. If it happens, it happens. I mean, don't go in expecting that, but if it happens, it happens. You're an adult. You know, it's an adult situation. And again, ladies, I say this as well. If that man is treating you and coming at you as such as, you know, think, you know, coming at you like you're a slut and you easy, then don't let his trifling ass get away with that. Because you turn the tables as well. Okay, dude, really? Because you gave it up on the first date too. So now who's the slut?
Right. 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 And it's not,
you know, should I go get me a bunch of ones and make it rain on you too?
Exactly.
So I mean don't let because the thing about it is, you know, a lot of guys try to play that psychological game or try to twist it, you know, sleep with the lady on the first night and then don't call her or nothing like that. Man, she was easy. She, first of all, fool, you slept with her on the first night too. So you just as easy.
You just as easy.
Right. You a slut too, homie. You just as easy.
I mean,
so I'm like,
don't even come off like a
hypocrite, dude. You a slut too, homie. I mean, you a man slut, so I guess I just call you a mutt. You a mutt. There it is.
There we go.
A mutt. But that's how it goes down, you know, ladies. You know, that's real men talking. You know, one of our favorite and premier segments on the Tuesday spot, you know, if you want to get it in with us and respond or ask any questions, you know, to the things that we were talking about, feel free, definitely, you know, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. You know, you could definitely call in and respond to, and you know, to what we were talking about and, you know, or pose any questions or anything like that. We always welcome that. We do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure if they're on for that, but, you know, we will definitely welcome that. Caller 516-816, you're on a Tuesday spot with D. Slayton LEO. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chanel, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Chanel. How you doing? Thanks so much for tuning in tonight.
I'm good. I don't have a question, but I do want to make a comment on what you were speaking about earlier about the football players that raped that girl in Ohio.
Right.
I just want to say that I think 1 to 2 years in prison, it's understandable. Granted, anybody, they do have about, they could serve up until they're 21, but I think 1 to 2 years is understandable. I don't know how it works in Ohio, but I know in Pennsylvania, they will forever be labeled as a lifetime sexual predator. So no matter what jobs, living, no matter what, that's going to follow them for life. So they will suffer a lot of emotional damage with that as well.
So you're saying, you're basically saying just having the label alone is going to be severe punishment.
Yes, because no matter what age, you can be 10 or you can be 80, but if you do any kind of involuntary sexual act, that lives with you forever.
No, that's understandable. I agree. I think that definitely having that label alone, and that could have been also been another reason why the brother broke, you know, was breaking down and crying, because he knows for the rest of his life he's going to have that label. He's going to be labeled as a rapist.
Yeah.
See, no, I didn't think about it in that aspect. I would say I somewhat agree, but being as though that the field that they're going into, a 1 to 2 year punishment, you know, and then being back on their, you know, career path, and they're two potential NFL players. Now, being as though that they may hit those highlights in their career, how would that render their lives, that label? Because eventually it's going to wash away.
I mean, that is true. And I will say that it all depends on who you know and how much money you have, because there are people that get their records expunged and they're living clean. But because these boys are so young, the chances are that it may disappear. People are going to forget about it. And
I also look at it. I also look at it too, as any of the women who were probably offended and upset at the leniency of the verdict, I think that, those could have possibly been women who were victims. And, women who are victims are always going to, in a situation like that, are always going to feel like that person that raped them didn't get enough punishment.
No, I understand.
You know.
But I will say, because I worked with juvenile delinquents, I understand, I understand that they do implement, there's other alternatives besides just looking at prison for the rest of your life. They didn't kill anybody. It's a mistake. They're young, they're immature, they're used to being basically the kings of high school. So it comes with, it's a reality check.
It is. It's
right.
A big reality
right.
check. And they're going to have a huge one hanging over their head, because, like you said, that label is going to follow them wherever they go.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there because it was bothering me.
Oh, no doubt. Before you go, how do you feel about what we were talking about as far as women sleeping with a guy on a first date?
I mean, hey, it's like buying a car. You got to start before you start. So I don't have a problem with it. I know people that say they're waiting for marriage to have sex. But that's not me, because I'd be highly upset if I invest into some relationship and be disappointed.
You know what? It's so funny that you say that, because that's my huge philosophy behind that. And granted, I'm not taking away from anybody's religion or faith or what they believe in, but you also have to understand that when you decide you're going to wait till you get married, then if you wait and you do that and you're disappointed, understand that sex is one of the three biggest problems in marriages that cause divorce.
Mm.
So you put yourself in a situation where the intimacy isn't good and it's bad. Now you're going to be having some issues.
Right.
You're going to be having some issues.
True.
But I like your take on it, though. Yeah, you definitely want to test drive the car before you buy it.
Yes, because
right.
You never know.
Right.
The brakes might go out, anything. You need to know.
There may be some bad spark plugs, some horrible tires. You never know. You really never know. No doubt. Well,
I'm very quiet.
Well, I thank you. I thank you so much for definitely listening and tuning in with us tonight. So I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed night.
You too. Good night.
No doubt, ladies and gentlemen. And again, like we said, if you guys want to comment and talk about anything that we're talking about on the show, definitely feel free to always give us a call, 718-766-4553, to talk about our comment or discuss about anything we were talking about. So we're going to take another hit break, and when we come back, I got to tell Leo what went down with Miss Lohan.
Oh, yeah.
To break it down to what went down with good old Miss Lohan. And when we come back, it goes down. We got more Tuesday Spot with the brothers, Leo, D. Slate. CK took a break. He took a vacation tonight. So when we definitely thinking about our boy CK, hoping everything is good with him. But we get it in tonight, as always. The brothers do that. And make sure you keep tuning into the D Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what's going to go down. We got some Fancy. We got some Joey B. We got some Mile High. Oh, yeah, the hit break. It goes down. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
Better off. Maybe I'll be 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 better off. Maybe I'll be.
Told me you was working, seemed a little nervous. I was writing verses, melody was perfect. You was out flirting, I was so certain. We had no worries. Bright and early, you was in a hurry. Told you you was hurting, knowing you was dirty. Hopped in the bourbon, I could see you smirking. Didn't think I knew about it, I should write a song about it. You out flirting, I'm at home hurting. Packing on my shit, you can have a house I purchased. You don't deserve it, maybe I should burn it down. Bet you wish you was out working now. I'm single again, back on my grind. Shit just ain't what it was then. Girl, quit wasting my time.
She told me I was tired, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off. Than better off. It's like running out of loving. Love overcooked, muffin out the oven. How you gon' lie, try and tell me it was nothing. Shawty, it was something, wasn't it? Love had me blinded, but your heart was all I wanted. Money over bitches, but you was over money. Looking way back, got me sick to my stomach. If love is a battlefield, then I'm a casualty of loving. Oh, I wish I could bring back those days when the sex was great. All love, no hate, but I know things gon' change. And the sun gon' shine right after the rain. But I wish I could slow that down and show you how I'm feeling right now. No refunds, I paid that cost. Moving on, but I'm better off. She told me I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off.
It all happened so fast for me. I thought I knew, but I ain't really know the half of it. And love making it was passionate. And me and you was fan, I never said it was an accident. Nah. And now your attitude's changing. So lately I've been hesitating on the love making. Lying in my face and all the crazy shit you're saying. My lower level of patience, the question evading. Distant relations, very bitter taste buds. Rigid heartbreaker, feeling like I hate ya. I ain't gon' chase ya, I'd rather replace ya. Only thing I chase is the paper. That's a nigga nature, and I don't mean no disrespect. I'm so gone, trying to get a better deal than that. Getting hot to take your sweater off. Had to let you leave and now thinking that I'm better off.
She told me I was high, take a sweater off. I told her she was colder than I ever thought. Baby, if you wanna go, then go ahead and go. Cause truthfully, I think that I'd be better off. See, how could you up and just leave me? Never moved on, it ain't easy. Baby, I really think that I'd be better off. That better off.
Are you better off? No doubt. D-Slate, Elio in the building. That was Mile High with Better Off. Before that was my girl Fancy with Say You Love Me. Getting in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. No doubt. D-Slate, Elio in the building. The Tuesday spot, and it goes down like this all the time.
Yo, Kitty, I got a sidebar right quick. I got a sidebar.
Go ahead.
It was about the last discussion we had about the first date thing. I was like, now how does it apply? Is it the first impression sets it off? What's the saying? Your first impression is the best one. So now, being as though that is bad on a first date, do you continue on with that, or do you reference that throughout the whole duration of you guys talking.
Wait, no, say that again, bro.
Your first, being as though that your first impression means everything, and that first date, and you want to test drive the car before you buy it. Now, what if the first time is bad? Do you cast judgment on that? Do you go by that, or do you continue to? Because eventually you'll start to, emotion will start to come in, and you'll start to feel the sex.
You know how I look at that, bro? And I guess it just depends, because if you get the vibe from that woman that she's not like that, and that's not something she does all the time, and she did that with you, that's saying a lot about you and how she feels about you.
Yeah.
And again, that just depends on whether or not she's telling you the truth about that, and how, what you're feeling from her, and how, and what you're getting from her as far as what kind of person she is, and whether or not you trust what she's telling you as far as her saying, well, you know, she's not like that, and, you know, it was just, you know, she's so into you and so attracted to you. Then, you know, the thing that you're thinking is, okay, as far as first impression, you're thinking, okay, she was so into me like that, that she did that.
Right, right.
You know, you're going to be thinking, okay, she must be really into me.
Right, because I just think, like, even with a new car, you get a new car, brakes may go out. It may not be your feel, but there's also moderations that you can make to the vehicle. Or you can get extensions. You can get some new brakes. You can get some new tires. You can get an adjustable seat. You know what I mean? You can make those moderations later on down the line. So, I mean, it's give or take, hit or miss with anything.
That's real. No doubt. No doubt, bro. I agree with you. Now, the situation with Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan headed to a lockdown rehab. What she can expect? Will the sixth time be the charm for Lindsay Lohan? The 26-year-old accepted a plea deal on Monday that will send her to rehab for 90 days, making this Lindsay Lohan's sixth time in treatment in the past 6 years. Judge James Dabney ruled that the Liz and Dick actress, who was facing three charges of including lying to the police, enter a lockdown facility, which means she will be working on her sobriety 24/7 and will not be able to leave the rehab for any reason. So what will life be like for Lindsay on those 90 days? Not fun for sure. Lockdown rehab, lockdown rehab is just that. The 26-year-old will not be able to leave the premises for any reason whatsoever, and she will likely not be allowed any visitors. Most rehabs, once you've been in 1 or 2 weeks showing good behavior, they'll allow family to come visit, and they might even allow a family member to take you out to lunch. And that would be a privilege, Texas-based addiction expert Jennifer Sarton. But for Lohan, 90 days of lockdown takes away that privilege. So what do you think, bro?
What exactly did Lindsay do to begin with?
I think it was a situation, of course, lying to the police, and it was a situation with DUI, you know, and or it could have been drugs. I mean, it was a situation with DUI, bro. And I think someone was hurt as well. But and a lot of people was like, damn, she didn't go to jail for this one. But I mean, again, you know, this is Lindsay Lohan.
I'm thinking straight Hollywood with this. They say she's going to do 90 days with all of this strict lockdown rehabilitation. I just think there's so many loopholes with that. It's still the fact that she's Lindsay Lohan, and she's still people will look at her as Lindsay Lohan. So it's always going to be lighter. I don't know if it'll ever be that strenuous. I mean, look at Charlie Sheen's situation, for however long he was hooked on drugs, and however long they continue to endorse him and fund this man and support his career. They're going to be the same thing with Lindsay. I don't see anything different. She getting rehabilitation, but she's going to get visitation. she's going to,
I don't know.
They like, do your 30 days and we'll work something out.
I don't know, bro. I'm just a different kind of individual. I just don't see why a lot of these cats think that drugs is the solution to their problems. You know, why do they think alcohol and drugs is the solution? Because it's really, I mean, it's not. I mean, I don't understand, how do you not see that? Because the problem is still there. After
right.
you come down off your high, after your buzz is gone, the problem is still there. I mean, it doesn't change anything. So it's like you just want to feel good for a little while so you won't feel the sadness and anger or pressures of that problem. That's not going to make it go away.
Not at all. Not at all.
You know, you just put yourself in your lifestyle in a really bad predicament, a really bad situation, because, again, doing drugs and drinking ain't going to make problems. They don't make problems go away.
Not at all, and I would agree with you. I think it should be a different type of rehabilitation, maybe some spiritual guidance, because I think the only person that can cure an addiction is coming closer to God, and that's my opinion.
That's it.
I don't see anything other than that. I've known addicts, and the only solution I've seen is when they got closer to God, it washed away. So they need some type of focus, because they're missing something in their lives ultimately, and they're running to drugs to fill that. So, you know, that's my solution.
I agree with you, bro. And hopefully Lindsay can get it together this time. I mean, prayers definitely go out to her, and hopefully she can get her life in order this time. Hopefully she can kick whatever that habit is. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the close down time. We want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight on the DIY Radio Network, the Tuesday spot. Make sure you tune in with us every Tuesday. You never know how it's going to go down. Tune in tomorrow for Nod Your Head Wednesday with Brock Gunny and RC. They're going to be getting it in, so make sure you tune in this Thursday for Celebrity Thursday. We will be talking to the legendary, beautiful Miss Stephanie Mills, so definitely make sure you guys tune in. Elio, any closing comments for the peeps?
Definitely. Thanks for all of our callers, all of our listeners today. Live every day optimistically, as always. Shout out to DAUS Radio. that's a station that's going to show love to the DIY Network, and I do have a few artists that's looking to get it in with us. A few of the Tuesdays, but I'll be busting it up with you, D Slate, within the future to tell you about that.
For sure, no doubt. Definitely looking forward to that. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you are an artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, poet, gospel artist, you want us to play your music, you want to be interviewed, just email us at thehourshow@gmail.com, thehourshow@gmail.com. We had a wonderful time. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. I want to thank everybody for the questions and everybody that, you know, that supported and interacted with us. Definitely thank you for that and supporting us. And just keep tuning in. You never know what's going to go down on the show. Again, it's Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you guys next time. Have a blessed night.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.